Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 200. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Now, I know podcasters tend to mark milestones with special editions when they reach the 100th episode, 200th episode, etc. And I thought, should I do something different? Maybe I should do an edition that has 200 questions in. But no one wants to hear me wittering on for about an hour with 200 questions. So instead, let's keep it simple. Just a normal edition of the podcast. Because if it ain't broke, let's not fix it. In all seriousness, though, and I've said this before, but this podcast was started as something to keep in touch with my regulars at the quiz when COVID all kicked off. That was almost 4 years ago, and I genuinely didn't think it would become the long-term thing that it has. So thank you, yes, you, for listening, for downloading and sharing this podcast. It's been a great journey so far. Talking of you, by the way, let's find out who's got in touch this week. And Has Richard says, can I get a shout out for me and my friends Jack and Alid at work? We listen while packing plants. Jack and Alid, hello. Has, happy birthday to you. David Canham says, please could you give a shout out to my girlfriend Ella, a Doctor Who fan, and keen for a Lord of the Rings round. We'll see what we can do in the future. David, thank you for getting in touch. Ella, hello. And Jem says, hi Leon, we've been out in Sydney visiting my sister and her husband for Christmas. Can I get a shout out for Eni and Jono? Hello to you all, and hello Jem, thank you for getting in touch. Meanwhile, Dave Skipsy says, just contacting you about episode 199. In the question, what does a NIMBY stand for? You described it as an anachronism. An anachronism is something that is out of place in time, like someone wearing a wristwatch in Roman times. I think you meant acronym. I did. That was me being stupid. Thank you for pointing it out, Dave. All right then, what's coming up in this week's podcast? We've got the 200th ever Final Fling coming your way. A round of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll be travelling around the world in a geography round. But first of all, it's the 200th General Knowledge. Good luck. Here we go then, round one, it's a potluck round, 10 questions of general knowledge, beginning with question number one. Who sings Murder on the Dance Floor as featured in the film Saltburn? Number one, who sings Murder on the Dance Floor as featured in the film Saltburn? Number two, what does CNN stand for? We're talking television, of course. Number two, what do the initials CNN stand for in the television channel? Number three, what colour is at the top of UK traffic lights? Number three, what colour is at the top of UK traffic lights? Number four, what is the name of the dinosaur in Toy Story? Number four, what is the name of the toy dinosaur in Toy Story? Number five, the Taipei 101 building, one of the world's tallest, is found in which country? So number five, the Taipei 101 building, one of the world's tallest, is found in which country? Number six, the best a man can get is the slogan of which product? Number six, the best a man can get is the slogan of which product? Number seven, Travie McCoy is the lead singer of which US band? Number seven, Travie McCoy is the lead singer of which US band? Number eight, what colour ink was traditionally used by Roman emperors to sign important documents? Number eight, what colour ink was traditionally used by Roman emperors to sign important documents? Number nine, in India, what is the name of a woman's garment that consists of an unstitched stretch of fabric that can be up to 9 metres in length? That's incredible. Number 9. In India, what is the name of a woman's garment that can consist of an unstitched stretch of fabric that can be up to 9 metres in length? They kind of wrap it around themselves like a dress. But what is it? And number 10. Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2023 film Wonka? Question 10. Who plays Willy Wonka in the current 2023 film Wonka? That's your 10 questions to start this week's takeaway trivia with. Which was the hardest one? I reckon number 5 could be tricky if you're not sure. But we will find out the answers after round number 2. Moving on to round number 2, and this week it's all about geography as we travel around the world. 10 questions of general knowledge about the world. Question number 1. If Belgians come from Belgium, how are United Arab Emirates nationals better known? So number 1. If Belgians come from Belgium, how are United Arab Emirates nationals better known? Number 2. The island of Madeira lies off the coast of which African country? Number 2. The island of Madeira lies off the coast of which African country? Number 3. The Mourne Mountains are the highest mountains where? Question 3. The Mourne Mountains are the highest mountains where? I thought that was a character from Star Trek Deep Space Nine, personally. Number 4. Which country lies to the west of Papua New Guinea? Number 4. Which country lies to the west of Papua New Guinea? Number 5. The Vistula is the longest river in which country? Number 5. The Vistula is the longest river in which country? Number 6. In which ocean are the Maldives? Question 6. In which ocean are the Maldives? Number 7. This is one to think about. Name a country whose name starts with the letter A, but does not finish with the letter A. So number 7, name a country whose name starts with the letter A, but does not finish with the letter A. By my estimates, there are only 2 countries that could possibly be the answer to that question. Number 8, the Trans-Siberian Railway travels 9,289 kilometres from Moscow to which Russian city? Number 8. The Trans-Siberian Railway travels 9,289 kilometres from Moscow to which Russian city? Number 9. How many countries does the Nile run through? Number 9. How many countries does the River Nile run through? And finally, question number 10. In which country would you find Manila? Number 10. In which country would you find Manila? 10 questions, all about geography. There you go. I'll have the answers to those after round number 3. First of all, let's go back to your first round. General knowledge, what were the answers? Number 1. Who sings Murder on the Dance Floor as featured in Saltburn? Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Number 2. What does CNN stand for? Cable News Network. 3. What colour is at the top of the UK traffic lights? Red. Number 4. What is the name of the toy dinosaur in Toy Story? Rex. 5. The Taipei 101 building, one of the world's tallest, is found where? That's in Taiwan. Number 6. The best a man can get is the slogan of which product? Gillette. Number 7, Travie McCoy is the lead singer of which US band? Gym Class Heroes? 8. What colour ink was traditionally used by Roman emperors to sign important documents? That's purple. Number 9. In India, what is the name of a woman's garment that consists of an unstitched stretch of fabric that can be up to 9 metres in length? It's a sari. And 10. Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2020 film Wonka? Timothy Chalamet. That's your 10 questions. General knowledge done. Are you ready for round 3? Round number 3 then. Question number 1 is worth 5 points. Question 2 is for 4 points. 3 is worth 3 points. Question 4 is for 2 points. And question 5 is worth just 1 point. That's why I call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And question number 1 on your 5, 4 this week. What were the first 5 full-length Pixar films? Number 1. What were the first full-length Pixar films? I want the 5 of them. Trickier than you think, I reckon. Number 2. Which 4 colours are found on the flag of Palestine? Question number 2. Which 4 colours are found on the flag of Palestine? Number 3. Which 3 actors play the central characters in Only Murders in the Building? Number 3. Which 3 actors play the central characters in the TV show Only Murders in the Building? Number 4. Which 2 Beatles were left-handed? Number 4. Which 2 members of the Beatles were left-handed? And number 5. False or true, the Eiffel Tower has bumps along its legs that spell out the French national motto in Braille. Question number 5. False or true, the Eiffel Tower has bumps along its legs that spell out the French national motto in Braille. Is that false or true? That's your 5 questions on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's a lot of information to get down to get your 15 points in that round, so feel free to pause the podcast now. But if you're ready, we're going to find out the answers to your Around the World round. Question number 1. If Belgians come from Belgium, how are United Arab Emirates nationals better known? Emiratis. Number 2. The island of Madeira lies off the coast of which African country? Morocco. Number 3. The Mourne Mountains are the highest mountains where? Northern Ireland. Number 4. Which country lies to the west of Papua New Guinea? Indonesia. Number 5. The Vistula is the longest river in which country? Poland. 6. In which ocean would you find the Maldives? The Indian Ocean. Number 7. Name a country whose name starts with the letter A but does not finish with an A. You could have had either Afghanistan or Azerbaijan. Number 8. The Trans-Siberian Railway travels from Moscow to which Russian city? It's Vladivostok. Number 9. How many countries does the Nile run through? It's 11. And number 10. In which country would you find Manila? That's in the Philippines. I think you've had enough time to do your 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 answers now, so let's find out those answers. Number 1. What were the first 5 full-length Pixar films? Toy Story came first, of course. Then it was A Bug's Life. Then it was Toy Story 2. Monsters, Inc. came fourth. And fifth was Finding Nemo. Number 2. Which 4 colours are found on the flag of Palestine? Black, white, green and red. Number 3. Which 3 actors play the central characters in Only Murders in the Building? Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez. Number 4, which 2 of the Beatles were left-handed, which is, of course, the right hand? That is Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. And number 5, false or true, the Eiffel Tower has bumps along the legs that spell out the French national motto in Braille. That is false. Sorry. There you go, there's your answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and your answers to Around the World. That's cleared the board, and it means we're ready to proceed into the final fling. So here we come, the final round of this week's Takeaway Trivia. 15 questions of general knowledge, pitched slightly harder than previous rounds today. Question number one, what is fax short for? We're talking about a bit of communications equipment. Bit outdated now, although I used to work for a company that still had a fax, until very recently indeed. But number one, what is fax short for? Number two, how many time zones are there in Russia? Number three, how many holes are there in a 10-pin bowling ball? Question three, how many holes are there in a 10-pin bowling ball? Number four, fashion retailer H&M was founded in which European country? Number five, what is the national fruit of Thailand? Question five, what is the national fruit of Thailand? Number six, in Scrabble, what is the letter T worth? Seven, what is Captain Hook's pirate ship called? Question 8. A carpet bagger steak is a thick steak with a pocket cut into it, which is traditionally filled with what? It hails from the Swansea area of Wales, although it is quite popular, I believe, in New Zealand now. Number 9. A thermophobic avoids high levels of what? Number 10. Who was Australia's first female Prime Minister? Oh, and number 11, here we go, one of my favourite things. We're going to talk roller coasters now. Opened in 1994, the tallest roller coaster in the UK. Used to be sponsored by which international drink? We're talking soft drinks or fizzy drinks or sodas, I guess. It still is the tallest roller coaster in the UK, but only for a few more months, because Thorpe Park is building a coaster that's finally going to be bigger. Number 12. Hot was the first solo album by which of the Spice Girls? Number 13, which email service did Microsoft replace Hotmail with? Do you remember Hotmail? I still have my Hotmail email address from the 90s. Number 14, in 2018, who was the first female artist to pass 2 billion streams on Apple Music? And number 15, Selene is the Greek goddess of what? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. At this point, If you're not ready, do pause the podcast because we're going to head straight into the answers. The answers to today's final fling, number one, what is fax short for? Facsimile or facsimile. And number two, how many time zones are there in Russia? 11. Number three, how many holes are there in a 10-pin bowling ball? 3, there's your thumb hole and the two fingers. Number 4, fashion retailer H&M was founded in which European country? Sweden. 5, what is the national fruit of Thailand? That's a mangosteen. Number 6, in Scrabble, what is the T worth? 1, just 1 point for T. Number 7, what is Captain Hook's pirate ship called? The Jolly Roger. Number 8, a carpetbagger steak is a thick steak with a pocket cut into it, which is filled with what? Oysters. Number 9, a thermophobic avoids high levels of what? Heat. Number 10, who was Australia's first female Prime Minister? It's either Julia Gillard or Julia Gillard. I think it's Julia Gillard, isn't it? Number 11, opened in 1994, the tallest roller coaster in the UK, used to be sponsored by which international drink? Wow, we are, of course, talking about the Big One, which is a roller coaster based in Blackpool, at Pleasure Beach Blackpool, up in Lancashire in the UK. It's about... Oh, you've put me on the spot now. It's just over 200 feet, although the Pleasure Beach used to be crafty and describe it how high it was above sea level, just to try and make it sound taller. Cheeky, cheeky. But it's a great ride. It's a great first drop. It's a roller coaster I rode in my early teenage years. I was very excited about riding it for the first time, and I think it's what gave me my love of roller coasters. But who was it sponsored by? It was known as the Pepsi Max Big One. And I don't know if it's still there, but part of the queue line used to be through like a Pepsi Max can, a massive Pepsi Max can that you had to go through. Or was it the track that went through? I can't remember now. But there you go, the Pepsi Max Big One. That's what I was looking for. Right, enough geeking out about roller coasters. Number 12, Hot, was the first solo album by which of the Spice Girls? That was Mel B. And sticking with Hot, which email service did Microsoft replace Hotmail with? Outlook. Come on, Microsoft, go back to Hotmail. Much cooler name for a mail service. And it was called Hotmail because the letters HTML were in there off of internet geekery. Number 14, in 2018, who was the first female artist to pass 12 billion streams on Apple Music? That was Rihanna. And number 15, Selene is the Greek goddess of what? The moon. There we go, there's your 15 questions on the final fling. I hope you've done well on that round. I hope you've beaten your all-time record. And for the 200th time, it's been an absolute pleasure to be a quizmaster. I hope you've enjoyed takeaway trivia this week. I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that in Japan, letting a sumo wrestler make your baby cry is considered to be good luck? There's even a festival where you're encouraged to take your babies to and get them to cry. Beats Glastonbury, doesn't it? Have a great week, quiz heads. Have a safe week. And we'll quiz again for the 201st time next Monday. Don't forget to like and subscribe so it's downloaded straight to your device. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.